By the way, Bradley Zimmer, he's the one who hit the home run in the swing and a drive contest. There was even a large clue in the middle of all that as well. That was for the Hickory Nut Golf Course, 18 holes of golf, and the Daily Winner gets also in the drawing for our Indians tickets, which we draw on Friday.
Does he have a nickname yet?
Bradley Zimmer?
Yeah. Do you think it might be Zimmy?
Well, I would start with that.
Yeah. Because ball players have nicknames.
Right.
Could be Zimmy.
BZ? Like a Biz?
That could be too.
His initials BZ, so like a Buzz? Maybe they just call him Buzz. We shall find out. I'll investigate that a little bit more as we move along. Don't know if he has any nicknames. He probably doesn't want to share that with us, even if they does. But Adam Matthews, Marketing and Communications Director for the Illyria Public Library System, joins us this morning. Good morning, Adam.
Hello.
Summer reading kickoff is going on, and this coming Saturday, June 30, you have something at the West River Branch. Tell us about that.
Yes. Well, it's the summer reading program. It comes once a year, you know, lasts all summer. This Saturday, the kickoff will be at the West River Branch Library from 1 to 3, and we're going to have lots of fun things for all ages to do.
So yeah, bring in a little bit of things that kind of just get kids outside of the books. I think there's, did I see a touch a truck or
something
like that?
Yeah, there's a touch a truck, weather permitting, I should add.
Okay.
We're going to have giant bubbles, we're going to have Legos, we're going to have giveaways, we're going to have a whole bunch of stuff.
And that brings the family and the kids, because really it's the summer reading program aimed really pretty much at kids to get them still reading during the summer and just to kind of explore. We've talked with educators how sometimes reading is sort of, if it's reading to tests, it's not as fun if someone's just kind of get
fun.
You find a book on a shelf in a library, whether maybe it's the cover of the book or maybe the name or title or someone's told you about it. You get to explore it and uncover the story. That makes reading more enjoyable and then kind of sticks with somebody better than just.
And we try to prevent the summer slide, you know, that we don't want them to forget everything that they learned in school over the summer. So, you know, reading keeps them active.
Well, this year for the library is Building a Better World. How do you interpret that, or what does that mean for you at the library system?
That's the theme for this year. It's all about the environment and sustainability, you know, and it kind of ties in with our own facilities. You know, we're looking at them to see what we want to do in the future with some of them. Some of them need improvement. Some of them need to be moved. And things like that. So that's kind of nice how it ties in with our current situation.
Yeah, I was looking at one of the Facebook pages or something. There was a picture of there, like a 1967 and 2017, sort of the same shot of the library.
Yep, that's our current audiovisual section at Central. Was once an open seating area, and there's no room anymore.
many books, many things.
Yeah, there's too many DVDs, CDs, you know, that stuff didn't exist back in 1967 when the place opened.
Well, a lot of the stuff, though, has become electronic in a sense, right? Mm-hmm. You have those ways with your library card you can access e-readers or things like that.
Yeah, we've got Hoopla and Overdrive, Tumble Books, lots of e-media resources.
Well, you're bringing up sort of names like that, which, you know, 5 years ago, he's speaking gibberish. There's something called Beanstalk. Can you tell me a little bit about
Beanstalk is actually part of our summer reading program. It's a way that you can track what you read, and it offers suggestions for books that you should read or you might want to read. It's a great way to for kids, really, to win prizes. It's sort of like the old accelerated reader program that they used back in the day.
I like the suggested reading. It's a lot like when you go online shopping and you find something you like, and then there's people who've looked at this also like this. And sometimes that's the only way you find out about some of these stories or, you know, books that may have a similar theme, whether it's about a topic or maybe there's sort of just the author and the way they write, somebody who has a very similar writing style. Because that's one thing I find out when you're reading. Sometimes you think this book is difficult to read and you think, what's wrong with me? And then you realize, well, maybe you and the writer don't connect as far as how they speak and how it works. But to find somebody who kind of has that same rhythm that you have is really a find when you can get that book at the library.
It is.
Adam, what ages are you hoping show up on Saturday?
Well, the summer reading program is really for all ages. You know, people think it's primarily geared towards kids, but adults can participate too. This year we're introducing a whole sort of set of challenges for 0 to 5 year olds. You know, we've never gone that far down. So we're going to have 0 to 5 year olds and 6 to 12, teens, and then adults.
That's why the balloon animals are there.
Yes.
For the adults to figure out how the heck did they do that.
Now, what might be a hot book this summer for grown-ups?
Ooh.
Any idea?
A hot book this summer for grown-ups. Well, we will have... coming up in the fall, we're going to have the Lorain County Reads, and we're bringing in mystery author Lisa Black, who's actually from Cleveland. So there's going, for the Killer Lunch Bunch reading group that does all the murder mystery novels, we're going to read her books this summer. So those might be the ones that the adults want to read this summer.
So this group is actually called the Killer Lunch Bunch?
Yes, they are.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
They meet... This isn't your grandfather's library.
No, they meet the third Wednesday of every month at Central, and they discuss the murder mystery books.
I'm looking on your site where you have for new releases and under kids, they have all sorts of different things. So it's a great way for somebody to sort of look to see what's new. Though sometimes it's up to the librarians a lot of times.
Yes.
They'll put on a display or you'll have something that they pick and choose. And it kind of gives an idea so that you can find what's new. Because, you know, you think the library is maybe stagnant in a sense. There's all these books. There's books coming in and books going out.
Going out. Yeah, we've, in the past year, there were over 906,000 items that were borrowed at the library.
Wow.
Physical items.
Literally something for everyone, Craig. At the library. We're talking today with Adam Matthews, Communications and Marketing Director for the Elyria Public Library System. How has your time been there so far? I mean, you have to explore all these different branches as well, right? to be able to talk about them or to let them get information.
I have to create all the posters and materials for every single program we do, which is about 1,500 of them a year. So that's a lot of stuff.
Well, there's a lot of things. Yeah.
And then, of course, each branch has different offerings. You know, at the West River, we have the Career Center. At Central, you have the Ohio Room with all the fun history archives. North Branch, that's at LTRI-C. That's one of our smaller ones. And then we have the South Branch, which really caters to the community down there because lots of kids like to hang out there after school. And then, of course, there's the Keystone Branch serving LaGrange.
What you mentioned the Ohio history, but there's of course Elyria history has been big this year because it's bicentennial. What things is the library doing to kind of supplement
we
that?
At Central we actually have a little display in the one cabinet of some historical materials. We've got some postcards and photos and some old booklets about Elyria, and we're hosting three programs that sort of tie into the history of Elyria and Lorain County. The first one is about homes and gardens of the 19th century in Elyria, and that's June 14th. And then the second one I'm actually putting on, it's a history of the railroads of Lorain County, and that's in July. I've done it before, and there were about 70 people there.
You're the railroad guy.
Yes,
the train
I'm the railroad
guy, right?
Guy.
Is that...
I'm the train guy.
Do you have a conductor's hat?
I do, actually.
Yeah,
yes,
there you
I do.
Go.
I do have an
I have
old one
that
one.
Doesn't fit, though. I have a jacket, a denim jacket that has patches from different railroads throughout
that fit?
No, that doesn't fit either. There's certain things when you're younger you have.
I actually have an 112-year-old solid gold conductor's pocket watch in my collection. So it still works.
So you have a natural interest in this.
Yes, yes.
Where did that come from?
I grew up watching and reading Thomas the Tank Engine books. So it sort of all stemmed from that and continued on from there.
Now, where's your home base for the library? Are you at the main branch or are you at the West River?
I'm at the Central branch.
Central, okay.
Yeah, I'm at the Central branch. And our third program that we've got going is the history of the Lorain County Infirmary, which was in Elyria, I believe, yes. And It's based on a book, I think, this talk.
Mm-hmm.
Just a place to stay out of the rain. So, yeah, that's what we're doing for the Bicentennial. And I think we're working on a display to put down in the basement of Central for people to come down and look at, too. Sort of a timeline of Elyria history.
How is the basement at Central? Sometimes people say that's a scary place to go. Or is it?
It's a little aged. We've got a lot of stuff down there. That's where the friends do all their sorting for the book sale, you know, and that starts the day after the book sale is over. So we've got lots of storage down there, and that's where all of our servers are based, and we do a lot of sorting, and we've got all the IT people down there, and I'm down there. Okay. So
is there at least a window at some point? So you
there
know?
Is not a window downstairs
Craig,
at all.
Craig, meet a soulmate of yours who can spend time in an office in a place that has no windows, like your newsroom over
there.
There
are no windows down there.
Well, the window to your world is through the books. How about that, Craig? You like that?
Sounds good.
The summer reading program, again, kicks off with the a big event on Saturday. Again, where's that at and what time?
That's at the West River Branch Library at 1 p.m. in the afternoon.
Sounds good. Hope for some nice weather so they can come touch the truck and enjoy the balloon, the bubbles, and all that activity.
What kind of truck?
It's like it's a truck that kids can interact with, you know. Instead of, you know, people see the fire trucks on the road, so this one you bring in and you can actually touch it and go inside of it and interact with it and learn about it, you know, hands-on.
Get to see some of those things as well. Well, it's a way to inspire kids and learn, and that's kind of what it is. For, again, the Build a Better World, this year's theme for the libraries, the Elyria Public Library System. Our guest this morning, Adam Matthews. And again, you can always go to the Elyria Library website or Facebook page to see all sorts of the different things